today on Real Life Radio.
The Bible says, nope, a woman and a woman of God is a woman who's industrious, she's secure, she's strong. She's, man, you know what? She's going places. And if a man is intimidated by that, that man needs to meet the Lord Jesus Christ.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Well, friends, listen up. This is a very, very important plea. And it's not a plea for us here at the Real Life Network. It's a plea actually for you. We are living in remarkable moments, remarkable times, and you literally need the Real Life Network to be able to be available to you in an instant. In fact, we have just been meeting on how we can reach you live 24/7, 365 in the event of an emergency, in the event of a crisis. How can you connect with us and get biblically based, honest news in light of what's going on in the world around you? RealLifeNetwork.com. We cannot be canceled. And for this reason, now we see the clarity of why God brought us to do this channel in the first place. RealLifeNetwork.com. Sign up, subscribe, get ready. We will literally be broadcasting the truth to you.
Sign up for free at RealLifeNetwork.com. That's RealLifeNetwork.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Life and Bible with a message titled Being a Christian While Being a Woman. Throughout history, women were oftentimes considered to be as property or one who is beneath her husband. But the Bible tells us that women hold a high place in creation. You see, as we look at the Christian woman, she's unlike any other woman on earth. She's a woman who has a unique character value in that she has a keen ability to feel God. The Christian woman is often the pillar of the church and also holds very special influence over others. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that a Christian woman is the Lord's addition to life, strong, independent, virtuous, and industrious. She has a unique spiritual insight into the things of God. Today's culture makes a woman feel second best, but the Bible elevates her and complements her value and insight. Now, with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Woman, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Women have the unique, I believe, God-given influence over other people. See, what do you mean by that? Well, a Christian woman has an influence because when she really knows the Lord, and you young ladies tonight, listen carefully, when you really commit your life to the Lord, there's something that happens. There's a confidence that a man will not take advantage of. When a woman is confident and she knows who she is in Christ, that's a beautiful place to be, gals. Listen carefully. That confidence in Christ, that ability for you to see yourself as a daughter of the living God, highly esteemed by the Lord, you know what? It wards off weirdos. It is a weirdo ward offer. Being confident in the Lord. So many women are taken advantage of who have a very, very... submissive and terrified and insecure look about them. For whatever reasons, we're not here to discuss those tonight. But they just tiptoe around this world, and they don't know who they are in Christ. If that's you tonight, you need Jesus. Oh my goodness, He'll change your life. He will put His stamp, His seal of approval on you, that He loves you, as the scripture says, with an everlasting love and with loving kindness, He has drawn you into His life. Oh, He loves you. The greatest thing that could happen in my marriage is for my wife to love God more than me or anything else. I don't want her to love me the most. You don't. Nope. I want Lisa to love God the most. If she loves God the most, then it's going to be cool for me. And you say, ladies, well, I don't know why I should love God the most if it's going to be cool for Him, because I don't know if I even like Him anymore. I don't even know if we should have even gotten married. Listen, God will always bless obedience, period. You obey the Lord, He'll bless you. Is that how I get to heaven? By obeying the Lord? Well, not exactly. I mean, yes and no. You obey Him by accepting Him as Lord and Savior. That's obedience, isn't it? I mean, come on, that's obedience. But you don't get to heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments. I wish we could. We want to, but we fail. But when it comes to a relationship, And even if you're not willing, for those of you who are married, and you're in a relationship that you don't even like, but you're married, you can ask God to begin to change your very heart, because when it's right, ladies, between you and the Lord, God will go before you and make things right. Just be patient in Him. He's awesome about that. But He's given you a unique influence. Listen to this. This is a huge chunk of scripture, but it's a blast. And I like to put it this way, that the Christian woman is the Lord's addition to life. This is the Greek amplified version of Proverbs 31. Listen carefully. A capable, intelligent, and virtuous woman, who is he who can find her? She is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far more above rubies and pearls. She seeks out wool and flax and works willingly with her hands to develop it. She is like the merchant ships loaded with foodstuffs. She brings her household's food from a far country. She rises while it is yet night, gets her spirit. By the way, the Hebrew means her spiritual food. She gets her spiritual food early in the morning for her household and assigns her maiden's tasks. She considers a new field before she buys it or accepts it. And with her savings, both of time and strength, she plants fruitful vines in her vineyard. She girds herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given task that's before her, and makes her arms strong and firm. She tastes and sees that her grain from her work is good. Her lamp does not go out, but it burns on continually through the night. She opens her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out and fills the hands of the needy, whether in body, mind, or spirit. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. She rejoices over the future, the latter day or time to come, knowing that she has prepared her family well and they are ready. Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth in skillful, godly wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness, giving counsel and instruction. Verse 29. Many daughters have done virtuously, nobly, and well with the strength of character that is steadfast in goodness. But you excel them all. Charm and grace are deceptive, and beauty is vain, because it is not long-lasting. But a woman who is reverent and worshipful fears the Lord. She shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates of the city. What an industrious woman. Independent, would you say so? Huh? Strong? Every man should look at a woman like that and say, wow. Think about it. All of you ladies that are in here tonight, you need to be, this is what God's word is to you. You look around the world and women are being put down. Women are being prostituted. They look like a bunch of bimbos on TV. Bunch of predators, Sex in the City maniacs, desperate housewives. And then there's the real desperate housewives. And then there's the real desperate housewives of Orange County and of Atlanta and probably of every other town in America. Who cares? I've never seen the shows. I've seen the commercials. And that's enough air in one head for me. Have you seen the commercials? I don't know. Oh, my goodness. That's the world. And ladies, I don't know if you think that's cool or not, but that's the world making women look like a bunch of dopes. The Bible says, nope, a woman and a woman of God is a woman who's industrious. She's secure. She's strong. You know what? She's going places. And if a man is intimidated by that, that man needs to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, it's amazing. She has a great influence. Number four, a woman holds a unique spiritual insight that no man can have. In 1 Samuel 25:3, the Bible says Nabal, that's a poor guy, Nabal had a wife. At least he had a great wife. He was a nincompoop, but he married I don't know how he got her, but Abigail was something. The Bible says she was a woman of great understanding. And you know that. You can read about her. She's an amazing woman. Remember David's going to go kill Nabal for being a dope? I mean, he's just a dopey guy doing stuff that's ungodly and mistreating David's troops. And David's going to go, he's going to go kill the guy. And Abigail intercedes and says, you know what? My read. This is my take. Listen, my husband, he's kind of goofy. Don't bloody your hands with killing this guy. You're King David, and he's my poor husband. Why would you have blood on your hands over this? And David said, you know what? You're more godly than I am. Abigail was a woman of great understanding. By the way, David, after Nabal was killed, was dead, David thought the world of Abigail. Women, Christian women, have amazing spiritual insights. You know, growing up, you used to think that your mom had eyes in the back of her head. Remember that? She still does. This young lady said, my mom still does. Christian women have eyes all around their head. Amazing insights to the word. They have what the world would say, a woman. God created a woman, just even if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, but you're a woman. God has instilled within you strange, amazing, intuitive, but not only that, discernment. A Christian woman has been given insight that is rarely seen among Christian men. We know this in the Bible. You read the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, and you see couples in the Bible. And it's an amazing complementary union. Priscilla and Aquila in the New Testament, husband and wife team. Abraham and Sarah. Rebecca and Isaac. On and on it goes. God has blessed the woman with very special and specific insights spiritually. And I'll say more on this in a moment, but I'll mention it here right now. I believe because God has engineered the woman in such a way, and the Christian woman today is under such attack, I think that you can clearly conclude, and I think all of you would, I would think it's safe to say, that Satan hates women. He hates them. And you need to remember that when this world comes knocking on your door. A woman has tremendous insight. I know that the Bible says that in a New Testament setting that a woman is not to lord over or pastor over a flock. The Bible makes that very, very clear. But it doesn't say that a woman's not to minister. For those of you who have been around here for a while, I remember when Elizabeth Elliot spoke at this church. And the first thing she said, she walked up and she goes, before anybody gets any strange ideas, I am not a pastor and I am not lording over your life, but I am going to talk to you about how to pick a mate and how to be engaged. Remember, that was amazing. And that woman spoke for 45 minutes. She sat down, got a drink of water, got up. We didn't even know she was going to do this. She got him to talk for another 45 minutes. And when she got done, nobody wanted her to stop. Incredible insight. Incredible. God has made a woman to have a very special, I think, presence in the Lord. And I don't know that women, I'm not saying that women, you know, Pastor Jack, you know, you're saying that women have a special, us guys are in the back of the line. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that women have the ability, as we talked about last week, how we don't have the ability. Women have the ability to listen to the Lord. They can sit still longer with their cup of tea than we can. And don't you see the brilliance of God of bringing a male and a female together, a husband and wife together? Isn't it amazing? You know, I don't know if this is true or not. Seems true to me, but have you ever heard that opposites attract? Is that true or what? I mean, it seems to be kind of true. My wife's like this. She's the same woman she was when I met her at 18. She was 18 years old. She's like this. Me? I look like the Richter scale. I'm like this all day long. All right. Oh, man. Oh, look at that. Oh. You guys are really blessed because you don't know me. Oh, boy. And then God brings two people like that together. Lisa likes to sleep. I think sleeping's a waste of time. Funny how that happens, huh? One person talks a lot? That's Lisa. She talks a lot. No, I'm kidding. And the other one doesn't. And a day off? What do you want to do today? Let's take a drive. Okay. And it's so funny because it's just 30 years of marriage. It's the same thing. Let's take a drive. Okay. Where do you want to go? And out of her mouth, she'll say Santa Barbara and I say San Diego at the exact same time. Absolutely. 180 degrees opposite directions. Why does God do that to us? So that we will dialogue, talk, debate, compromise, and do what she wants.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Being a Christian while being a woman, and what does a Christian woman look like? Number five, a woman holds a unique emotional expression in her life. Throughout the book of Acts, you read about and read of women coming to faith in Jesus Christ, and I love that. A lot, you don't realize that. I looked that up. I studied that. Look that up. It's amazing. How many women are mentioned in the book of Acts, not even mentioned in the Gospels, but just the book of Acts, of women coming to faith in Christ? Women. I love that. And their unique emotional expression. And I'm not talking about emotions in the sense of dangerous emotions. I'm not talking about that. Emotions in all of our lives, male or female alike, they can be absolutely dangerous if they're governing our lives. But remember this, God did not make women or any of us robots. Emotions are part of His creative acts that He's engineered within us. They're to be managed. And God created the woman to have an exceptional, unique emotional expression in her life. Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Now listen, everybody, especially you guys, listen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. You know what's sad? Ladies, listen. When us guys read that verse, all of those words sound to us, guys, come on, be honest, they sound feminine to us. As a man, when we read the Bible, the fruit of the Spirit, fruit, why can't it be the hummus of the Spirit or the ice cream of the Spirit? No, it says fruit. What's produced? What comes out? We have to think. It's hard for us, guys. You ladies see the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Love. A woman knows this. A man has got to learn love. How to express love. The little girl writes him a little love note. What does he do? He picks up a tin can and throws it at her or pulls on her pigtails on the way home from school. Back when I was a kid, can you believe this? We had to walk home from school. And if you liked the girl, you know what you'd do? You'd spit on her, right? If you liked her, you'd kick her. If you liked her, you'd get her to cry. What is with that? What is with that? We don't understand. We have to learn this. Women, God engineered women in a very specific way. There's certain things that God has given them in their expressive nature. And when they read this one, when a woman reads, the Spirit is love, the fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. These are tough words for us, guys. This is hard for us. We have to do them. But God, I believe, has blessed the woman with a unique emotional expression in her Christian walk. She understands it. My God loves me, and that brings me joy. By the way, did you know that many, many theologians believe this, that in Galatians 5:22, that the fruit of the Spirit is love, and that's it? Because out of love comes joy, kindness, gentleness, self-control. You can't have joy and not love somebody. Right? Interesting, huh? Women at worship, it's an amazing thing. There's something absolutely purely holy about it. In prayer, women at prayer, women in song and serving and or giving or in action. And Acts 16:13, the Bible says, and on the Sabbath day, they went out of the city and they went down to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down, Paul and the apostles, Luke is speaking, and we sat down and spoke to the women who met there for prayer. Did you know across America, more women gather in prayer meetings than men? Why? Did you know that when you have women sign up, or when you have something going on, women sign up more than men? Why? Why does it happen? A unique emotional expression. Lord, this is my life. Number six, a woman holds a unique creative gift engineered by God. Boy, we heard a great message about the creativeness of the human spirit by Congressman Bob McEwen on Sunday night. God made us with the ability to be creative. Some are more, some are less. I understand that. The Bible says in Acts 16:14, now a certain woman named Lydia heard us, and she was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, a businesswoman who worshiped God. And the Lord opened her heart to heed these things spoken of by the Apostle Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, listen, she begged us, saying, if you have judged me to be fruitful to the Lord, or faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. And so she persuaded us to stay. What a beautiful thing. This woman comes to know Christ, and she's a business owner. She's got her tapestries, textile industry that she's an owner of, and she hears the gospel and she says, you guys are coming to my house. And I, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, if she was into fabric and dyeing stuff and coloring stuff and sales, I wonder what her house looked like. Now, I don't know about you, but you know, there's certain homes that you walk into and they're so incredibly perfect that you don't even want to sit down. It's like a model house. Although you do want to kind of abuse a model home, don't you? Don't you want to go into a model house and jump on the bed? Just to kind of like bring some life into it. Everything's just perfect. And you know what? You walk in, you know, you just want. And somebody says, won't you come in? Yeah. And you go past the vase. And then there's homes that are just lived in, you know. Then there's homes that are lived in and they look really cool. I don't know how that's done, but that's amazing. But a woman can look at something and there's a creative heart about her. They see things. Listen, ladies, God has engineered you very, very specifically for very, very awesome reasons. And my heart breaks. I know my wife's heart breaks. The women's ministry leaders, their hearts break over women who have just been beat down either by a bad upbringing or by a husband or by a boyfriend or a relationship. And the woman is just a wilted flower. And I want you to know tonight, if you're saying, Pastor Jack, inside, that's who I am. I want you to know that is not God's will. And he wants you completely re-energized. And he wants you watered with the word that you might grow strong. Now, maybe you've come out of some cult or some woman abusing religion or something. You need to know that that is not the will of God. If women in some cult or religion that you are in are some second-rate people, that's not what the Bible teaches. If you've been brought up into some belief that you somehow have no say, you have no input, that you are some subservient and some sort of thing like property, that is anti-God. And I see far too many young people settling for that.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Woman. Thanks for being here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible. It's a collection of messages on how to apply God's Word in everyday challenges of the Christian life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
The book Eclipse of God by Dr. Erwin Lutzer is quite frankly, is the smelling salts that the church needs to smell today to wake up.
to get out of the apathy and lethargy that has been brought to us by really a woke ideology and a very wrong view of God, that God is somehow cool, God is somehow okay with whatever we decide to do, he's just going to get behind it. No, it's not true, my friend. The eclipse of God, we do wrong when we try to make our God an inclusive, all-available deity to anything that we want to do. This is a book about truth. It is powerfully written, of course powerfully written, by the best-selling author, Erwin Lutzer. Get your copy today. I promise you, it is a wake-up call.
The Eclipse of God by Erwin Lutzer is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.